Chav of Amalaf, we're starting from the second two dots. It says Tan Ravon, we have a Brisa Aimadligma Tevil Tamil Bichol, Ventalom Shabbos. You can't light Tevil, that is Tameh, during the week. Obviously, because you haven't taken off Trumas and Maestros from it. You can't do that during the week. I don't even need to tell you on Shabbos Kiyotuwe Amalikma Neft Lovan Bichol Ventalom Shabbos. You can't use this white naphtha stuff, which smells horrible. You can't do it during the week, and I don't need to tell you on Shabbos Abish, and the Nave Lava Minishu off, because it gets all over the place and it smells and everything. Why can't you use Tevil Tamei Amar Krov? I'm giving you the Mishmar of my Truma to watch over my Truma. Trade Truma is called Truma Tavar, Achaz Truma Torah, Achaz Truma Tamei. One is Truma Torah, one is Truma Tamei. Ma Truma Torah, in Lechabel, Mishasa Ramvei, Lech, the only time you can use the Truma Torah, all the Kwanu can only use it after you already was Meirim the Truma, when you took off the Truma, Truma Tamei, in Lechabel, and Shabbos Ramvei, Lech, you can only use the Truma Tamei after you took it off, but not when it's tevil. Two dots. Gufa. Rishim Nolaz Rami Amalik Mitzari. So Rishim Nolaz says you can't light with tzari, the stacti. Bechon Rishim Nolaz Rami Tzari, Enolosof Meatas Graf. So this type of stuff, this is like this sap that comes from resin from wood itself. Okay, so that's what he says. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Kol Yotzei Min Eitzim Adligimbo. Anything that comes from a tree you shouldn't light with, because it's not good for wicks or any type of oil, etc. Rabbi Shmuel Roko Omer, Adligimbo Yotzei Min Peri. You should only use something that comes from a fruit. In other words, like olive oil or sesame seed oil, etc. Tavern Omer, Adligimbo Shem Zayis Bovad. Rabbi Tavern says it should only be olive oil, like he said in the Mishnah. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri Al Raglav. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri stood up on his feet to Omer, and he said, Mayas Anshe Bavel. What are the people of Babylonia going to do? They don't have olive oil, they only have sesame seed. What should the people of Mead do? They only have nut oil. Masanche Alexandria. What do people of Alexandria? Mitzrayim. They only have radish oil or something like that. Masanche Kaputkia. They only have neft. You have to go with what the Chachamim say. Argues the Rebbe Tarfon. You shouldn't light with it. Right? You only go with what the Chachamim say you shouldn't light with, like we saw earlier in the Mishnah. But you could light even with fish oil and itron, with these like of tar or whatever it is. Rishim Shazir Yom, there's our sixth opinion. Madlik Mishem Pakuz Meneft. You can use this colorinth, I think is what it's called. Colorinth, right? Type of oil. And naphtha itself, you could use that as well. You can't use anything that comes from flesh, like fat. Only fish, right? Wait a second, isn't Sumchas like the Tanakama? Because the Tanakama also seemed to have said over here that you can use fish. Etc. So we say, well, the difference between them was what Rabbi Rav said, that if you actually did it, what it should actually do, that is, you got to put a little bit of oil inside. If you put actual oil inside, it does it still work? Or even with oil inside, it doesn't work? We don't know which one holds which. Tanya, we have a rise over. Anything that comes from a tree, there's no issue of shlosh al shlosh. Now, shlosh al shlosh means it's not considered a beged, since it's not able to be makabel tuma, because it's a regular piece of wood. So just because it's 3 by 3 fingers worth, that's not going to become tameh. You can use it as schach for a sukkah, because it's not able to be makabel tuma, because as we said, schach can't be makabel tuma, chutz mipishon, except for linen. Now, linen, which comes from flax, which technically is a type of tree, etc., is able to be mekabel tumas negayim, right? Says Rashi, because of the onin shabbat. There's something called onin inside there, and therefore you can't use it as schach. So linen is the only one. Flax is the only one that's not like this. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, turn the page, chav vav amad beis, Rishim ben Elazar, Tanya Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Davar Echad, Rishim ben Elazar, and the Tanya Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel, both are saying the exact same thing. So who's Rishim ben Elazar? Rishim ben Elazar is one that said above that Tzri comes from Atze Haketaf. Tzri comes from this resin, and it's in the Mishnah, so it seems like you cannot use this type of resin or this type of stuff. So that's what Rishim ben Elazar. And Rabbi Yishmael, Tanya Rabbi Yishmael, Mahi, what is the Academy of Rabbi Yishmael? So the Tanya Rabbi Yishmael, Hovenem Rabbi Gadim B'Torah Stam, part of the Chalakos B'Acham and Tzem Rapishim, since the Torah says B'Gadim in the Torah, and then later on the Torah says Tzem Rapishim, it's Wol Linim, Alhon Tzem Rapishim, I'll call Tzem Rapishim. So anytime he says B'Gadim in the Torah, it must be referring to Beged. It must be referring to Tzemer Opeshim. So, in other words, for example, like this. Rashi says, it says, Kilom Betumas Shratzim and Tumas Meis. When it talks about the Tum of Shratzim as well as Tumas Meis. Taksi Betumas Shratzim, it says, O Beged, O Or. And by a Meis, it says, Chol Beged, V'chol Kliyor. V'chem B'Shech Vazera, it says, Chol Beged, V'chol Or, Sh'yor Lov Shech Vazera. Ubetzitz, it says, Al Kante Bigdehem. Since it says, by one of them, right, all those times that it says, Begadim in the Torah, it says, by one of them, by Tumas Negayim, it says, Ha Beged, etc., it says, Semer and Peshtim. So, to any Begadim, which it doesn't say specifically, it must be referring to Tzemer Upishtim. And that's what it's referring to over there. It's got to be wool and linen, and that's what it refers to over here. So that's what we're referring to. That's referring to Rabbi Yishmael itself. Rabbi Yishmael itself, when we... Okay, that's Rabbi Yishmael's. Rav Amar Shol 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 V'Shar B'Gadim Ikenayu. The difference between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon Elazar is Shlosha Al Shlosha by other B'Gadim. When you have three Tfachim, this is not Shlosh Al Shlosh, like we mentioned before, three Etzbos by three Etzbos, but three Tfachim by three Tfachim. And which we said, right, that could become Tameh. Does that happen by other begadim? Rav Shimon Elazar isle tana Rav Yishmael leisle. According to Rav Shimon Elazar, there still is a tuma by something that is 3 by 3 tefachim. But according to Rav Yishmael, no, there is no such thing as 3 by 3 tefachim by anything else other than Semer Pishnim. In other words, a beged comes tame if it's shlosha al shlosha, but nothing else becomes tame if shlosha al shlosha. But according to Rav Yishmael, Rav Shimon Elazar, well, stakti, like we mentioned up above, is going to be a different type. It comes from wood, and yet it's going to be something there. But the only thing that we really care about is Semer Pishnim. Right? So, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, in theory, you could have that by Shar B'Gadim as well. But it seems like, no matter what, whether you hold like Abaye or Rava, this Rava is the last one, it says he's an Ikav and Ayo, and Abaye says they're equal to one another. According to both of them, it seems that Shlosh Shal B'Tzem Rapishim B'Tzem B'Gadim, that 3 by 3 etzbos, by Tzem Rapishim, by wool and linen, is B'Tzem B'Gadim. They're arguing about 3 by 3 tefachim, but 3 by 3 etzbos, by Tzem Rapishim, is going to be B'Tzem B'Gadim. Minolan, where do we get it from? Titania. Beget. The Pasuk says the word beged in a couple places. Only a beged, shol 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 shminai. And how do I know that if it's not just a beged, but it's 3 by 3 etzbos, that's good enough to be able to become tami? Tami lor veha beged. We add on that. Ve'imel rabo shol 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 shim. Maybe it's 3 by 3 tefachim. We're saying that Shesiva Arav is enough to become Metame. In other words, just having warp and woof, like two things together. Boy, you really need 3 by 3 Tvachim? So 3 by 3 should also come from that Kavachomer. 3 by 3 Etzbos, right? Why do you need a specific post for 3 by 3 Etzbos? No. Because 3 by 3 Tvachim is big enough that you can use that for both poor people and rich people. That's a big enough handkerchief that even rich people would be able to have. 3 by 3 Etzbos. Maybe that's good enough for an ani to be able to use for some type of handkerchief. But not for rich people. So it won't be able to become from a kal v'chomer. You wouldn't be able to get it from a kal v'chomer itself. So we'd say taima de kasve kra. The reason why, we say, is because the Pasuk says 3 by 3 etzbos, and therefore it becomes Tamei Alokos Vekar Logami Vekal V'Chomer. But if not for that, the Pasuk didn't say anything. It didn't say Veha Beged. Then I would not include a 3 by 3 etzba piece of clothing as a kal v'chomer to be able to come in. So maybe it's coming to include not 3 by 3, right, etzbos by wool and linen. Maybe it's coming to say that not just this, but also 3 by 3 tefachim by shar begadim should become tame. I mean, that's what's being included over here. So the pasuk says beged tzemer upishtim. It's got to be wool and linen. Beged tzemer upishtim in midachrin alo. If it's tzemer upishtim, then yeah. And if it's anything else, then no. Only wool and linen is that going to be an issue, but not by any of the other clothing. According to this opinion, nothing else is going to have that problem. And again, it's going to be shlosh by shlosh. I suppose it's going to be the ve'em akim imo to mishlosh al shlosh. Maybe we're only excluding 3 by 3, but aval shlosh al shlosh at mitame. Maybe 3 by 3 actual tfachim still becomes tame. True miutiksiv. So we have two different miutim over here. Beged temer o bebeged pishnim. It says beged temer o bebeged pishnim. Chad limuti shlosh al shlosh. One is to exclude 3 by 3 at suppose. So when we say that Shar Begadim is going to become, they don't have the Tumah, when we say that we're excluding Samaru Midiachrina Lo, that no other Begadim, maybe that's 3 by 3 Etzbos, but 3 by 3 Tfachim should be able to become Tameh by Shar Begadim, Trem Yudiksiv, because there's another, Beged Samar Obe Beged Pishtim. This first one is Beged Samar Opishtim, and by Yigre Yigimel, that says Beged Samar Obe Beged Pishtim. Chalim Mutim Shol Shlosh, one says that it excludes 3 by 3 Tfachim, Chalim Mutim Shol Shlosh, 3 by 3 Etzbos, or 3 by 3 Etzbos, and then 3 by 3 Tfachim, and those are the ones that we're going to say. So Shar Begadim, there is no way for them to become Tameh through Tsaras, or any way for them to become tummy through any other way. So according to Rava, who said that 3 by 3 tefachim by Shar Begadim is the difference between Rav Shimon Elazar and Tanya Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rav Shimon Elazar, there still is an issue by 3 by 3 tefachim by Shar Begadim. According to Tanya Rabbi Yishmael, there isn't. Well, hold on a second. Shlosh al shloshim Shar Begadim. How do you know Shlosh al shloshim Shar Begadim 3 by 3 tefachim by other Begadim, which we just excluded from the added pasuk of Beged Tzemer Beged Pishtim, minale on the top of Chav Zayin and Aleph? Where would he know it from? How would Rava or Rav Shimon Elazar, Lefi Rava's Shita, how would he know that could become tame? So Nafka may owe beged. He includes it from the word o beged, even though beged means some rotation, but o beged includes other begotten by three tefachim. The Tanya beged in leila beged. Beged only includes those begotten itself. Shol 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 shabishar begotten minayin. How do I know that 3x3 tefachim by other begotten that's enough to be able to be a tamid tamalomar o beged from that word right over there? Okay, that's rav of abaye. What about abaye? Hi o beged my avidle. What does he do with the extra o? Mi boy leila rabo shol 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 shabitzam rotation matam bishratim. He's telling you not only does 3x3 etzbos by tzemra pishta become tame through mace or through tsaras, etc., it's also tame in shrutzen, that if a dead sheretz, like a dead rat, touches that tzemra pishta, that 3x3 etzbos is going to become tame. The Rava, right, what about Rava? How does he know that? Galer chomer agav negayim v'hu adin d'shrutzen. Once you know it by negayim, it's automatic that you know it by shrutzen. So I don't need a pasuk for that. V'abayi, what about abayi? Yikal merfach. Well, I could ask that maybe negayim and shrutzen are different from one another. Ma'al negayim shekein shesiv arav metame v'hem. Negayim, the reason why they're tame is because shesiv arav, warp and woof, is metame through them. So if that's becoming tame, if that's able to make you tame, then I would think that for sure 3x3 it's posed. So that's why I would know that by negayim. That wouldn't necessarily tell you anything about shrutzim, which is why I need O to tell you by shrutzim. V'idach, what about Rava? Isak etan negayim chamiri. Right, if you're going to say that Taras is more chamer, because Shesiva Arav is more chamer than anything by shrutzim, lichta or chamer negayim shrutzim, then you should just write beged semer or beged pishon, whatever you want to do, write the O beged or whatever, by shrutzim. V'lesen negayim now, you should learn negayim from it, and then you have it from a kal v'chomer. Right, so you should have done that. Since it didn't do that, it must be that it's not just, it's only by negayim itself. It's from it's shrotim as well, and negayim and shrotim can be learned from one another. There isn't a kal v'chomer. Be'idach, what about a baye? What are you going to say? Negayim and shrotim also. You'd never learn negayim from shrotim, even if you did write it by shrotim. Why? Because shrotim is a different type of tuma. It's metame even with just a small size of a lentil bean, as opposed to tsaras, which is a certain size that's a little bit bigger. So you'd never have learned negayim from shrotim. That's why you have to write it by negayim. He had to write a Banegayim, and it only applies Banegayim because of Shasiva Arev, and you needed Obeged to include by Shratim itself. Stop right there. We're up to the Amar Abaye, Chavsayin, Amar Aleph, maybe 12 lines down from the top.